Hello, my name is Rachel Jones, and I'm going to share for a few minutes on friendship. Let's open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these wonderful young women who are listening today, Father. I pray that they feel hope and at peace about their friendships, Father, and that if they don't, they can turn to you and earnestly ask and pray for friends that bless them, that encourage them and lift them up. And also, Lord, I pray that if they are currently going through a hard season, that you will be their best friend, that you will be their ultimate comforter and walk alongside them, Father. We love you. Amen. Okay, girls, I want to start actually with a reflection question. Usually this is at the end, but I want to ask you right now, how is the state of your friendships? What do you think? How are you feeling about the girls that you hang out with at school or sports or at church? It is so important to evaluate your friends and consider if they're a good influence on you. It's really, really hard when you are in junior high and high school because sometimes you end up just hanging out with people naturally that you have a class with or that someone else introduced you to, but it might not be someone that really is a great friend for you or that you sought out. And really what I want you to get from this right now today is that you are in charge of who you hang out with. You don't need to succumb to that pressure to hang out with the girls that are just around or that are fun for the moment. Friendship is something that can be an absolute huge blessing in someone's life, but it can also be a major frustration. And it can be something, especially if you're in school every single day, seeing these people and on social media and calling and texting, can be a huge burden and can cause stress and anxiety. I want to encourage you to remember who you are and remember to be true to yourself and to not change who you are depending on who you're hanging out with. As a Christ follower, you serve Jesus. And his idea of you and who you are is all that truly matters. And if you have friends right now in your life who sometimes gossip about you or gossip about other people or put you down or put other people down, then I think you know deep down in your heart what you should do. Proverbs 18:24 says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." There are so many scriptures about friendship and how, iron sharpens iron. And if you are with other girls who are going to be an uplifting blessing in your life, how that can really, really help you. It can help you in your relationship with the Lord. It can help you in your relationship with your parents. And in the end, you can just be true to yourself about who God created you to be. And you aren't accepting friendships that hurt yourself or other people. Now, of course, all of this is good and well, right? But how do you get out of a friendship if it's bad? I know it's so hard because when you are in school with these people and you see them every day, it's really tough. And I just want to give you some tips on things I did when I was young. Obviously, you can not pursue them. You don't need to reach out to them. You don't need to be the one to initiate hanging out. And I know that if you start distancing yourself from a friend, and then of course they might not invite you to something, I know that it's going to hurt. It's really, really going to hurt. But I'm here to tell you that I'm on the other side of this. And when you get out of high school, you are hardly even going to talk to any of these people. And really their opinion doesn't matter as much as those of the people you know who love Jesus. When you are in high school or when you are in junior high, this is a time of your life that you can really be pursuing the things that make you happy and creating a lot of fun memories. And if you have friendships that are hurting that, then that's a way that you know you should get out of those friendships. Also, pray about it. Pray for the friends that you know are a bad influence. Maybe still hang out with them so you can be a light and potentially share the Lord with them, but keep a distance from them and really, really firmly know how to stand your ground and say no when you're not supposed to be doing something. But absolutely pray and lift those people up because I also know deep down, and I believe this firmly in my life, that the Lord puts people in front of you. And it could be somebody who is a bad influence in your life right now, but your presence in their life is there for a reason. You can be the person that plants a seed in their heart to teach them about the Lord. I don't know if you've thought of it that way. And I want you to know that Jesus has also gone through with this. He had many, many friends, as most of you probably know, and lots of disciples. And one of his closest friends ultimately betrayed him. And it is heartbreaking and devastating when one of your friends betrays you or lies about you to someone else. But I know that you can get through this. And if you are in a hard season right now, please turn to Jesus. Please turn to your parents. Please turn to your siblings or someone at your church or a youth pastor. Turn to them and really share what's going on and open up the Lord to fill those empty spots in your heart, and He will. And the last thing is, if you are feeling lonely right now, pray for a good friend. And the Lord will bring someone to you. I just know it. I'm praying for you right now, and I will close in prayer for every single one of you, that you can all have at least one or two absolute amazing godly friends in your life. Okay. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of friendship. I pray that everybody listening has someone in their life, Lord. And if they don't, if they're feeling lonely, or if they feel like no one really knows them, I pray that first and foremost, they know that you know them, that you absolutely adore them, that they are beloved. And I pray that they seek you in asking for a friend, and that they are kind and authentic and true to themselves, no matter who they're hanging out with, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Have a wonderful day.